Good morning, Wake Up HCC. Cris Oviedo, Brandon Byrne here, coming live to you in this beautiful Wednesday morning. It is April. It is April 3rd. And we have a guest in studio this morning, Chelsea Durbin. She is with the Admissions and Counseling Center here at Howard Community College. She's been here for about 3 years. She moved to Maryland about 7 years ago. But I'm actually going to hand it to Chelsea so that she can tell us more about her story. And she's here to talk about the Health Professions Academic Resource Fair coming up tomorrow, Thursday, April the 4th, from 4:30 p.m. until 7 p.m. at the Health Sciences Building lobby. But Chelsea, why don't you tell us a little bit more about yourself before we dive into all of that?
I'm from Kansas, which is where I graduated high school and graduated college. And I kind of came out here, fell in love with the East Coast, and I've remained. And I just got lucky and landed a job here 3.5 years ago, and I absolutely adore being at HCC.
So what's part of the, you know, what are some of the things that you do at your job right now?
So we are currently getting prepared for summer and fall registration. So we work with students to plan their schedules each semester. My role in nursing and allied health, we also work with prospective students who are looking to apply to our nursing and allied health program. So we help prepare them to make sure that they're taking the right courses so that they can apply each year when applications are ready.
So when somebody comes to the school, right, somebody who wants to go into or is thinking about going into the health sciences, I guess, world, right, mm-hmm. for their careers. What does that conversation look like when they come to your office and they're like, I think I have an inclination for this, but I'm not sure?
Yeah, so. Absolutely. So most of the time, students kind of know that they want to go into something specific. Mm-hmm. They're either looking at the nursing area or they're looking at the allied health field. Generally, it's a lot of what do I need to do in order to get into that program. Mm-hmm. If they're unsure of which way they want to go, but they know they want to be in healthcare, oftentimes we suggest that they go to information sessions. We offer information sessions for all of our nursing and allied health programs here at HCC. They can go and meet with faculty and get a little bit more information about the actual job. Yeah. So that way they can kind of get to know what the career would look like more than just what the prereqs and the co-reqs are on my end. We also offer awesome help up in career services. So if they're still kind of unsure of where they want to go, I always refer them to go up there so that they can kind of look at things a little bit more broader.
So you've made a differentiation just now. You said nursing or the allied health.
Yes.
Can we kind of like clarify for people who might be watching and may not have a clear idea what the difference is between the one and the other?
Yeah, sure. So nursing obviously is nursing. That encompasses our LPN, our LPN pathway. So that's for students who are currently LPNs but want to get an RN. And then we offer the RN. Our allied health clinical programs are things such as radiology, dental hygiene, sonography, cardiovascular technology, physical therapist assistant, medical lab tech. Those would all fall under the allied health area.
And now these professions are generally speaking, you know, where you come and get your 2-year degree and you can go get a job, or are these more of a transfer path type career?
So the nursing and allied health programs are all licensed programs where they will actually get out and be prepared to work. Mm-hmm. Some of them can be transferred into a bachelor's degree. But the nice thing about all of the programs is that realistically, the industry offers them a career with an associate's degree or certificate.
That's fantastic. That's so great. You can come here, right? You can come here, get your degree, and go straight out to work. So, Health Professions Academic Resource Fair. Mm-hmm. It's a mouthful.
It is.
Can we break it down? What is it that people can expect to see tomorrow when they come to HCC?
Absolutely. So it's really just an opportunity for current students and prospective students or members of the community to just come in and see what HCC has to offer in allied health professions. So there's going to be our side of the house where we'll have the associate's degrees and the certificates from nursing and allied health. We'll also be showcasing Con Ed. They have certificate programs. They have certificate programs as such things as like dental assisting, medical assisting, pharmacy technology, that kind of thing. We also have other areas of the college showcasing other health professions, such as the STEM department. They'll have someone showcasing their biomedical engineering. And then we also have the BUCO department on at the event showcasing things such as coursework in medical terminology. I'm blinking, sorry. But there's a lot of areas on campus that'll be there, and it's just a way for students to come in and look at what their options are here at HCC.
So I was looking at the flyer that we all received, and it says that there's going to be refreshments.
There are refreshments, yes.
That's important to mention.
It is,
people
absolutely.
Need to know. Right?
You get more attendance that way.
Absolutely.
There's going to be exhibits. So what are those exhibits going to look like?
Yeah, so all of the departments will be showcasing just general information. There will be staff from each department there, and there will be some students from the programs to kind of offer their insights on how their experience have been through each one of these programs. And it's more just the staff members and the department heads showcasing what their areas are.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that it said on there is the simulated laboratories tour.
Yes.
I really want to talk about this.
Yes, absolutely.
So because you guys are in the Health Sciences building, which is one of our newest buildings here at HCC that has just top of the line.
Yes.
Just top of the line technology
in
there. So please tell us more about these laboratories that,
absolutely.
You know, freak me out sometimes. I'm not even going to lie.
So yeah, all of our clinical programs have amazing resources in their clinical labs. The mannequins that they use for like nursing are so realistic.
I know.
It's crazy.
it freaks me out.
And then you have dental hygiene and you have fake heads where you could actually like practice on teeth. It's
really?
Phenomenal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
This I have not seen. Yeah. I've seen the dummies where, you know, they're breathing. Like, you see their chest actually lifting. Like, they do. They're laying on this bed, and their chests just go up and down, and you're like, this thing just moved. And they're like, yeah, we know. Mm-hmm. I was freaking out. The day that I saw that, I was freaking out.
They're super realistic. They really are.
That's
a
little creepy.
Yeah.
It is.
It is. Absolutely. So they have mouths that they can actually work on for
do.
The dental?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty crazy, right?
Wow.
But yeah, there's a lot of awesome resources up there. And so students and prospective students who come in tomorrow night will be able to tour those labs to get kind of an idea of what they'd be working on if they chose to do a program here.
Right. So for somebody who's coming in brand new and they want to do nursing, and I mean, they may be changing careers or they never thought about this before. Can you talk a little bit about maybe the requirements? Is there anything like that it's involved in the
process?
Yeah,
absolutely. So with nursing and all of our allied health programs, we have prereqs and we have co-reqs that are required for each program. Prereqs are courses that students would have to have in order to actually apply to the program. And then co-reqs are technically things that they can do before they enter the program or along with their program requirements. A lot of times we don't recommend that students try to take co-reqs with clinical coursework just because, you know, the coursework's demanding once they're accepted into a clinical portion.
So prereqs, if I understand them correctly, we're talking math, English, and probably
So all of the programs are a little different. Specifically for nursing itself, our traditional RN program, you need four courses. That's microbiology, anatomy, college math, and a chemistry.
See, I would have not thought of that. So English is not even...
It is not. It's technically a co-rec. Now, you do need English for sure, but it is not a prereq where you have to have that to apply.
So what's the difference between a prereq and a co-rec?
So like I said, a prereq is something you have to have in order for you to physically put in your application. So when you submit your application... by the deadline, we need to see that those prereqs are done.
Mm-hmm.
Co-reqs can technically be taken after the deadline for application or along with the clinical coursework again. However, we give priority to students that have pre and co-reqs done. So if students are really interested in getting a seat when they apply to a program, it's better to have everything finished.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where can they find that information? Is there, you know, like a good place on the website that they can go and find what the prereqs and the co-reqs are?
Yes, absolutely. So we have an admissions page for all of our programs. So if you're on the HCC website, in the search bar, you can just put in nursing admissions, or if you're looking for a specific program, programs such as like radiology. You can put radiology admissions. We have an admissions page for each one of those where it'll break down the requirements and it will talk about when we accept applications and what the application process looks like.
And then if they would prefer to come and speak to somebody, is there a place that they can go to here?
Yes, absolutely. So that is where you can come see me. We are in the RCF building on the second floor in admissions and advising, and you can come in anytime that we're open. We do walk-in advising, so students don't actually need to make an appointment to see us. They can just come in when we're open and ask to see a nursing and allied health advisor, and myself or one of the members on my team will assist them.
So once they have been admitted to HCC and they are in track to go into one of these paths, right, what does it look like? What those 2 years here at HCC look like for them? Is it all classes? Are there internship opportunities? Are there real experience out in the world?
That's a great question. So all of our programs are clinical. So once they've been admitted to the actual clinical portion of the program, they will be participating outside of the institution, getting that experience for taking boards at the end of their program.
Wow.
The only program that does not, and they do a little bit go off of campus, but predominantly most of their work is done here on campus, is the dental hygiene, because we have a fully functioning dental hygiene center here on campus. All of the other programs, though, will have clinical components where they'll be out in the hospitals during their entire time of their work.
So they're working with patients.
They are, yes. Yes, they are, definitely, yes.
So what are some of the things when they go out? Because I'm sure, you know, that there's limitations to what they can do. So can we kind of like give them an idea of what kind of things they can expect to maybe be helping with?
Or yeah, so I mean, everything's going to be a little different depending on what program they go into. For nursing, I mean, obviously, you're going to be working with patients depending on where you get placed at the hospital. You know, I mean, you could be looking at the ICU, you could be in the ER, you could be shadowing, you know, different places in a variety of places in the hospital. So it kind of just depends. And then again, like with Rad Tech, you'll be working in hospitals. You'll be working in laboratories where they perform these radiology tests, and you'll be shadowing and kind of getting an idea of what the job entails day to day.
Wow, that's crazy. Now, for the dental, though, they're staying here. Are they actually seeing patients here?
So they do. Yeah, we have a fully functioning dental center. Students or community members can make appointments to come in and actually...
Wait, community members can come and
get
seen?
Yes, and staff and students. Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yes, yes. Really? And so the dental hygiene students are working on patients day to day through their entirety of the program.
Wow. And what are the services offered through that?
So as far as I know, it's whitening, or not whitening, but cleaning. And then they will give you an exam. And then if there are issues that they can't address at the clinic, then they will give you a reference to go outside.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a basic cleaning to kind of get checked out by the hygienist. And it's awesome. It's a great resource here on campus because it's extremely affordable too, which is a big help.
That was going to be my next question. Is it covered by insurance? Is it?
I don't believe they take insurance, and I don't know the ins and outs of it completely, but I think it's just a flat rate, but it is very, very, very affordable.
So you have been here 3 years,
yes,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And throughout those 3 years, have you had any type of experiences, you know, seeing students coming into your office and then maybe seeing them graduate? And do you have any stories like that you can share with us?
I can't think of any stories specifically, but I have had a lot of students who have come in, and I see a lot of career changers. We see a lot of career changers, and it's people who have been in one specific industry for a while and they're ready to do something else, and they want to help and they want to give back, and that's why they turn to something like nursing or, you know, an allied health field. I've worked with so many students who have come back in and they uproot their life and they, you know, give it their all. They have kids, they're working another job, and they're coming back because they want to change and they want to make a difference. I've worked with a ton of students who have come in and then graduated and, you know, who have moved on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, no, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. I think it takes a certain type of person, though, to go into fields like this.
It does. It's definitely not my field. So, yeah.
Right. Because, like, I love to help, right? And I love to give back. But I don't see myself, you know, being able to treat necessarily somebody. Funny story, kind of like side story. My daughter was playing one time with some scissors, and I she was going to cut herself. And my instinct, obviously, as a mom, was to stop that from happening. So I put my hand in the scissors, right? Because it was either her hand or my hand. And I was like, let it be my hand. So I put my hand in, and I got cut.
Oh.
Well, I got cut and the blood started coming, and I almost fainted. So I don't think that I could be a doctor. I don't think that I could be saving lives. You know, I've taken my husband to the hospital before. I forget what it was that happened. And when they put the IV, same thing, the blood came, and I was like, can I please get a bed next to him? Because it's like, forget him. You need to pay attention to me right now.
No, it definitely does take the right person. It really does. Yes. And the nice thing about it is, if blood isn't your thing, because I hear that a lot, students will come in and they'll say, you know, I want to be in allied health, but I don't want to work with blood.
Right.
You know, there are other options for you. So like medical lab tech is really for someone who's interested in the science field and who has interest in medicine, but doesn't want to be forward facing and work with patients. They're behind the scenes.
So there's
options.
So they
don't have to work with that blood. Yeah.
So you don't have to faint. And there's possibilities for you. You can still go into that field. And I know that you can even go into like the politics side of it.
So yeah, there are options. I mean, again, depending on which career you're looking at. For nursing, there's a lot of opportunity once you've, you know, you have your RN and you're in a hospital. There are multiple ways to go with nursing. You can be an educator. You can be in the administrative side. You can be on the policy side, which would be the more politics side.
Right.
But yeah, there are options to go beyond just working with patients at that clinical setting.
And does HCC have, you know, those type of career paths for all of those? Or?
So no, not really. I mean, you're really looking at the clinical portion here, and then something, you know, that you would look at if you were wanting to be on that side of things, you would probably want to then transfer somewhere to get a bachelor's degree, which could take you to that next level.
But you can come take those, you know, beginning courses.
Absolutely. You could get your certification here, or, you know, like your LPN or your RN, and get your clinical experience, and then you would just be looking to transfer somewhere else to get those upper level classroom stuff.
So let's talk a little bit about community college education, because I know that there's I've heard few people, you know, kind of like, oh, no, my child would never go to a community college, or I don't want to go to community college because that's like 13th grade or, you know, it's just a continuation of high school.
It's a bit of a stigma against community college.
There is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that for a moment, Chelsea.
Okay, sure.
What can we tell those people who still have that idea?
Absolutely. Well, I'll just preface it while I tell a lot of my students, I wish community college was an option for me when I went to college. I was from a small town and there wasn't really a community college in the area. And I was basically told, pick a state school and go there. And I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. And I kind of wanted to explore things. And I wish that community college was around so that I could have done that, because I wasted a lot of time picking and choosing other things.
And money.
Yes, and money, and that's the big one. But yeah, I mean, community college offers the same type of education you're going to get in the first 2 years at any four-year institution. You know, you're going to be able to come here and do that general coursework that you would need in any degree that you're pursuing at a four-year institution at a really affordable price.
Right.
And not only that, but HCC in general, we have amazing staff, we have amazing educators, and we have people who are passionate about moving people on, but doing it here and fostering what we can offer at a more affordable price.
Right. And the other thing that I really personally just like very, very much about a community college environment is the class sizes. Because generally speaking, you know, those classes like the Englishes and the maths and like this that you have to take no matter which career, right, you're going to go into or anything like that. At a four-year school, you might be a number, right, in a huge classroom of like, I don't know, 50, 100 people, right? Whereas here at a community college, you're still in a small environment. You're still in a classroom where you have 30 people, where your teacher knows your name.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And who knows you across campus, too. You know, I mean, there's a sense of community being at a community college.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I personally really, really like that. So so I'm originally from Ecuador, right? And I was taking classes over there in a four-year school. Now, four-year schools over there are kind of like the classroom sizes anyways. They're kind of like a community college size where they're small. smaller. There's mm-hmm. not as many kids per classroom. So for me, I didn't understand until I got here to my 4-year degree, and I was suddenly in this huge room with hundreds of people. And if you wanted to ask a question, you could have your hand up the entire class, because many times the teacher just yes. doesn't either get to you or has to cover so much that mm-hmm. doesn't have time to take questions, right? Mm-hmm. So I felt that that was not a good learning experience.
I agree. I remember being in an econ class, and I think there was like 200 people in that class.
Right.
And honestly, like, you could fall asleep, you could not show up, and no one knew, and the instructor, you know, didn't care because he had too many students to, right. you know,
there's no way. There's just no way that a student, mm-hmm. that a teacher can pay attention to all those students, you know, for those classes. So I personally think that community college is definitely the way to go, because you get it's almost like personalized attention,
absolutely.
Right? You get that teacher, you can build a relationship with your teacher, depending on which track you're in. Like, if it's a teacher who's, you know, like in my case, it was TV and radio. So I developed a relationship with my teachers, because the same teacher was the teacher for Radio Production 1, Radio Production 2. And so they stuck with me mm-hmm. and they saw where, you know, I was doing things right, and they would encourage me to continue to pursue that. They saw where I was not being, I guess, adventurous enough, right? And they would be like, you know, you're not doing this yet. Why not try it?
Right.
Right. And they saw where I was just, you know, completely just messing up things, and they would be able to tweak me and tell me, okay, you know what? This is not working out, and this it's because of this. And you continue
absolutely.
To do that. So there's like a follow through, right, and follow up, and they see you grow as a student, and mm-hmm. they really, really help you. So, forget that idea about
community college. I hope that one day that changes, because I think it has definitely diminished a little bit. But
okay.
there are still people out there who don't
yeah.
think you're getting a quality education at a community college, and that's
right.
just not the case.
And you know, when you have a community college like Howard Community College right here, you know, right around the corner here in Howard County, why not take advantage of it? I mean, the education
absolutely.
Here is fantastic.
Yes,
it really
it is.
Is
it
good.
Is fantastic.
It really,
yes.
really is good. So I am a product of HCC. And some of the classes that I took here, once I transferred to a 4-year school, I thought that I, you know, all the stuff that I was learning there, I had already learned here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like, but wait, I already did that. Can we just move on to the next thing?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think the education that students are receiving here are completely on par or above
yeah.
what they're receiving at a 4-year institution.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we have about 5 more minutes before we wrap our show up on our stream. Is there anything else, Chelsea, that we want to just remind people about the resource fair tomorrow? Just something that we haven't talked about, maybe?
I don't think there's anything we haven't talked about, but I would just say, you know, if you're out there and you're interested, even if you don't really know which direction you want to go, come and just check out what we have to offer. Meet with our staff, meet with our department chairs, meet with students who've been in those programs, get some information, take a tour of the Skills Lab, and come enjoy some cookies, because we'll have those too.
You know, I was going to say, if nothing else, you can come and get to see some really cool robots.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
Come look at a
yes.
human head.
Yes.
A fake
yeah.
human head.
Yeah.
No, it's very, very cool. I definitely do. It's like I said, I've been through those tours, and I was my mouth, not only the machine's mouth was open, my mouth was open.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Because
it really
it's very, very cool. It's absolutely very, very cool. You did mention the information sessions before. And
yeah.
I know that. So we have a segment called HCC Today, where we put all of the events happening on campus on a daily basis. And I know that that one keeps coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just talk a little bit about that before? Yeah, we still have a couple more.
Yeah,
minutes.
Sure. So each semester in the spring, in the fall, we offer information sessions. Those are done by mostly our department chairs or staff that are involved in the clinical process. They'll come in and they will meet with prospective students, and they'll give an overview of the program. Admissions is there as well. Myself or some of my colleagues will go. We'll talk about the application process just to get students a little bit more familiar with how that works.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of times they'll discuss in depth what the career is going to look like. So what your job outlook is, what the salary range is going to be, what your day-to-day life will be once you've gotten out of this program, so that students can be sure
right.
that this is the direction that they want to go.
And that's important, because, you know, you might have an idea because you know somebody, but
mm-hmm.
that person might be the exception, you know,
exactly.
or they might already be on their way to retirement. And so that's why their life looks one way right
yep.
now. But it's very different when you're first coming into any type of career. easier.
Absolutely. And, you know, you could, like I said, you could think that you have an idea in mind of what you want, and then you could go and you could really realize what the job is going to be, and you can decide, you know what, actually, this is not what I want to do.
Right.
And we'd rather you figure that out before you invest your time and your money into something, you know, that you don't necessarily want to do.
Right. And then, you know, sometimes, like you were saying, career changes. Maybe you go into a career thinking this is what I want to do for life. You've done it for a few years, and then suddenly you get, for whatever reason, because life sometimes just throws some really weird curveballs.
Absolutely. Yep. Yes.
Can your only way. Aim yourself. You can't necessarily plan every step.
Right. Exactly. But, you know, but and it's okay, right? It's okay to that point, then just make that change and start again. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
It is. So, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chelsea, thanks so much for coming in.
Absolutely.
Let's just remind everybody how they can get in touch with you if they have more questions.
Yeah. So, like I said, I'm in the RCF building on the second floor in admissions and advising. You can also email alliedhealth@howardcc.edu, and we can assist you that way as well.
Thanks for coming in, and that's all the time we have on our stream today. This morning we're going to stay on Facebook, so if you have any questions and you're watching us on Facebook, feel free to just send them our way and we'll try to answer them as best as possible before we let Chelsea go. Have a wonderful Wednesday. Enjoy the weather. 60 degree weather today.
Finally.
I know. Finally spring is
arriving.
And I know tomorrow is opening day for the Orioles here at home. Well, it's not opening day. It already happened, but it's their first home game. So so go out and, you know, go get your tickets today and go support the Orioles tomorrow. After the mics went off, our friend Alex on Facebook actually wants to know, isn't there some lottery aspect to admission to the radiology sonography programs? I have a friend who was trying to get in for a few semesters with no success, though I don't know 100% of the details. This is what Chelsea had to say about this question.
Yes. Are we still live? We're still good?
Yes, we're still on Facebook live. Yes.
There are a lottery based to all of our allied health and nursing programs. The philosophy of the institution is open access, so we have prereq requirements, a minimum GPA, and general prereq, like you have to have a B or higher or a C or higher in certain things in each program. But then once you've done what's required of you, you are put in what we call a lottery. Mm-hmm. And that is to create an unbiased equal opportunity for all students. And so what happens is we divide students into three categories. It's Howard County residents, then it's in-state, and then it is out-of-state. So we do give priority to Howard County residents. It's an electronic lottery. Everyone's name is put into a computer system. It does a random shuffle, and that is how seats are determined for all of our programs.
So yeah. How many That's seats cool. are there?
So each program is a little different. So like for sonography or PTA, we have 16 seats for radiology.
Oh, wow.
We have 21 seats. Yes, so for dental hygiene, we have 16 seats. Nursing is actually the only program, our traditional program, that actually offers a wait list that continuously rolls. So we do a lottery for determination, but students are given a wait list number and they will eventually get a seat. It's just a matter of when that rotation comes up. Okay. All of our other programs, if you are on a wait list, once the program begins that year, the wait list is washed out and they have to reapply the following year.
Wow.
Yes.
Gotcha. Well, are there any other colleges around here that offer the same programs or no?
So there are institutions that offer some of the same programs. Dental hygiene and sonography are probably the most limited programs. Mm-hmm. So there are not a lot of other options here in the state. And unfortunately, we have minimum numbers of seats just because that's the way it is. We could go into lots of detail, but I won't. But yeah, so there are some schools that offer the other programs around the area, like CPBC if you're looking at another community college. But then, of course, you have all of the 4 years who will offer things like nursing and stuff too.
And they also have that lottery system.
They do not. So that is actually only custom to HCC. So we are one of the only schools in the area that I know of, honestly, that does a lottery-based admissions.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And I know you said you didn't want to go into details, so I
won't ask. No. That's just the philosophy of the institution. So that's why we do the lottery. Like I said, it's an unbiased equal opportunity for all students to get in. That means that someone who has a 4.0 over someone who has a 3.0 doesn't necessarily always get the seat. And that's how we do the lottery.
Okay. Why are there such limited number of seats?
That's the details I wasn't going to go into, but yes, it's okay. It's more of, it's got to do with accreditation, and then a lot of it has to do with our clinical space. So we have to compete With all other institutions trying to get clinical experience for their students, and we can only put so many students in a clinical experience based on what that number is from the hospital or the clinic or wherever they're doing that clinical experience. So we have limited numbers because we only have limited numbers to get them the experience.
That is, okay.
Yeah, we would love to have every student who applied in our programs. We really would. It's just not feasible.
And right, it would just not be fair to only some of them get to go experience.
Right, exactly.
Know, the real world, and the rest does not get to do it.
Right, and that's the whole point.
It makes sense. Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, it makes sense. Thanks, Alex, for your question. That was great. So thanks for the question, Alex, and thanks for clarifying that.
Absolutely.
Sorry. Have a good Wednesday. Enjoy the weather.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.